This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. وقال يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Allah telling all mankind that there is an appointed time for each and every one of us. And when this time comes, you cannot basically hasten toward that point or that time that Allah appointed for you, nor you can delay it. So don't let this dunya delude you, deceive you. And don't let that al-gharur, which is the shaitan, to deceive you, to distract you from knowing that you are going to meet that point or appointment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed for you, which is basically the moment of your death. As every day goes by, we come one closer to our destiny, one closer to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man came to Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, qala idhni, give me a reminder. He said, how old are you? قال ستون سنة قال منذ ستين سنة وأنت ترحل إلى الله قد وشكت على الوصول. He said, how old are you? He said, 60. He said, for the last 60 years, you've been traveling to your destination. How old are you? 20? Your 30s? 40s? 50s? 12, 13? Can you imagine you've been, if you travel for 5 hours, when we travel overseas for 11, 12 hours or 13 hours flight or 14. I remember I traveled once non-stop, 14 hours travel. I couldn't take it. It's so long. For God's sake, you've been traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the last, how long? 20 years, 30 years? You're almost there. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. It was said that this, the last verse, was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have taqwa, fear of the day that you will return to your Lord. And every soul will be held accountable for their deeds, for your deeds. At that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. You run away from the closest people to you. Just think about your own children, your spouse, your parents, the one that you will do whatever it takes to serve them, to be close to them, to protect them. You will run away from them. وفي مسند الإمام أحمد أن عيسى تأتيه أمه فتقول يا عيسى يا بني فيقول والله لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا اليوم يا أمه. That Isa, his mother Mary, will ask him, help me, call upon him. He said, mother, I can't do anything to you today. Even في In a narration that Al-Hawd al-Iraqi rahimahullah said it is sound that Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, even me and you, you will not remember me, you will not be able to help me. And he said, قَالَ حَتَّى أَنَا وَأَنْتِ يَا عَائِشَةَ Even me and you. وَأَصَحُّ مِنْهِ مَا جَاءَ فِي الصَّيْحَ عَنِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم And more authentic than this narration, that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Fatima, قَالَ يَا فَاطِمَ سَلِينِي مَا شِئْتِ الْيَوْمِ فَإِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ask me whatever now, I can help you. But in the day of judgment, I can't help you with anything. And Fatima, that's bid'atu Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, part of his heart. That day, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Where your wealth nor your children will benefit you. The only thing will help you, the only thing will benefit you if you come to Allah that day with a sound heart. The lucky one that day. The lucky one that day. The true winners. The true value of what you've been doing here today will appear tomorrow. You will not be judged based on your income, your education, your ethnicity, whatever. You only will be judged by one thing. You will be judged based on your deeds. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة Every soul shall taste death and you will be Getting you will be recompensed, or you will be judged, and you will be given back a reward for your good deeds. And in that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you will be also held accountable for your bad deeds. And He said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ Those who will be safe from hellfire, enter Jannah, they are truly the true winners. فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ But how would you be saved from hellfire and enter Jannah? Allah says to us, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ يَا سَلَامُ And the weighting of deeds that day will be the truth. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ So those whose scales are heavy, heavy with the good deeds, they will be the successful. And those whose skills are light from the good deeds, and obviously heavy with the bad deeds, are the one who will lose themselves. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ It's easy to lose money, to lose business, to lose even loved one. Easier than losing yourself to the hellfire at that day. So if this is the case, your good deeds versus your bad deeds. That requires from us, and that's the point of my khutbah today. That requires from us to think about that concept more often. My good deeds versus my bad deeds. And I want to share with you a few points regard to this concept. It might help every one of us to look at this life from the right frame and look through that frame to the hereafter. Look at it through the issue of good deeds versus bad deeds. And in Sharia, subhanAllah, Allah subhanAllah is so merciful and His religion is so merciful, so generous. And I'll share with you a few points. Number one, It's interesting to know that any good deeds you do, it will be multiplied initially 10 times. And it can go way up higher, 700 and even more. And any bad deed you do, it will be counted as only one single bad deed. But any good deed will never be counted as one. It starts from 10 and up. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها. You come with the good deeds, will be 10 times doubled. And you come with the bad deeds, only one. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, في حديث ابن عباس المشهور قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك. And he explained how good deeds and bad deeds will be written in your record. And in it he said, قال وإن قال فإن هم بها فعملها يعني الحسنة كتب الله عنده عشر حسنات إلى 700 ضعف. If you intend to do good and you do the good deed, Allah will reward you for 10 to 700. And if you intend to do bad and you do it, كتبها الله سيئة واحدة. It will be written against you as one sin. وفي رواية جميلة من حديث أبي ذر ليس من حديث ابن عباس. أبو ذر narrated the same thing with a very nice addition. He said, قال وإن كانت واحدة فاكتبوها واحدة أو أغفر. يعني it will be written one and I might not even write it against you. I might even forgive it. But the maximum you get is one bad. That concept is interesting. Once the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, he said, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ Is it too hard for you to accumulate 2,500 hasana every day? So the Sahaba thought about it, 2,500 good deeds I need to do every day? Kind of a little bit hard, you know? Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after Salah, you say Subhanallah 10 times. And Alhamdulillah 10 times. And Allahu Akbar 10 times. قال فهذه 150 باللسان و 1500 في الميزان. 10 times. After each Salah, 10 times, you know, and you say that for three, all of them. After each Salah, he said that's 150 by your tongue and 1,500 in your scale on the Day of Judgment. Then before you go to sleep, you say Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 34 times. That's 100 with the tongue and 1,000 in your skill. He said, that's 2,500. That's it. Let's see how much reward you can get. It's interesting how that concept can, you know, motivate each and every one of us not to let a single opportunity to pass by without taking full advantage of it. A single moment of your life. You might not be able to add more time to your life, but absolutely you can add more life to your time, more value to your time by taking advantage of that time to multiply your ajr. So, 10 to 700 and more. Al-Ulama rahimahullah said, 10 is the starting point. What can make my evil reward more than 10 times? More than 10. Al-Ulama rahimahullah said, by looking at different aspects. One of it, sharaf al-zaman, time. Certain time the reward in it, or you do good deeds in that particular time, the reward is way more than 10. Like what? The 10 days of the Hijjah. Like Ramadan. Like the last third of the night. Also, another thing which is that place, certain places, doing the ibadah in it is way more in reward than others. Like for example, praying in the masjid, it will be multiplied to 27 double or 23 double. More than just a regular salah at home. That's after the 10. So in certain, you go to Mecca. When you go to Mecca and you pray 2 days there, the five daily prayers, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you for each salah 100,000. You know what that means? It means like 1 million prayers. I think one time I tried to calculate how long you need to live to pray 1 million prayers. You need to live like about what, 400 something plus years to be able to pray 1 million faridah. And you can do that in 2 days. It's the place caused the ajr to be multiplied. And sometimes both, like Hajj, the Sharaf al-Zaman wa Sharaf al-Makan. Or in Ramadan, you do the Umrah. Also, you will have another aspect, which is some deeds in itself, they are more than 10. يقول ابن عمر, كل عمل يعمله ابن آدم هو بعشر حسنات إلا الصدقة تبدأ من 700. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Abi said, every good deed starts with 10 except charity. It starts from 700 and up. You go outside the masjid and you pass by donation box or credit card to charge your, you know, car for donating $5 to the masjid, $10, don't ever let it go. An opportunity to donate to a good cause, don't hold back. You, some deeds, الصيام لا عدل له. وذي قيل إنما يوفى الصابرون يعني يوفى الصائمون أجرهم بغير حساب. The reward for those who fast, there's no limit to it. It's way more. So some deeds in itself is way more than 10. الفريضة is higher than the نافلة, the volunteer act. Also the person himself can cause for the multiplication to go much higher. The more ikhlas you have, the more care for following the sunnah you do, the more your ajr will be multiplied. You know, when you are in hardship and calamity, when you are in a situation where things are tough, you know, and not easy, living like we us living as minority, and there's more challenges, that situation you're in, it's definitely holding to the sunnah, a sister holding to her hijab in a society where hijab is not recognized. And tabarruj and showing beauty is a common thing. It's much harder than putting hijab in a Muslim country, in a Muslim village. Definitely, no doubt that this ajr is way more. That's why the ajr of the people who come in the end of the days, like 50 of the sahaba. كَخَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Can you imagine two people just made wudu? One of them just do it mechanically and came to the masjid. And somebody, while he's making the wudu, he was thinking about how the Prophet ﷺ used to make the wudu. Thinking about, like, when I wash my face, I want to wash away all my sins. You know, I'm preparing to stand before Allah. There is no doubt that these two are not equal in reward. ما يقوم في نفس العامل. This feeling, this preparation, tremendous amount of reward will be associated with your action. The question will be, I guess some of you might ask, would ever the bad deeds multiplied? Ulama Salaf from the early time debated over this. But because this is just a khutbah, the bottom line, my opinion, it is a multiplication to be 100 or 700 or like the way the hasanat, I don't believe it is. Because of the evidence I just mentioned earlier. But can be the punishment of certain sin multiply to the greatness of the sin? Yes. The punishment is much higher. Doesn't necessarily to be means it count like 700 sin. No, it's one sin. But the punishment for that sin can be way more. It depends on when it was done, where it was done, who did it, and the nature of the sin itself. That's why جاء في الحديث that one of the worst sin is to fornicate with your neighbor wife. That's worse than fornicating with a 70 woman at the situation. Somebody commit a sin during Mecca, during the last third of the night, while doing Hajj. That's just make the severity of it. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, لَنْ أُذْنِ سَبْعِينَ ذَنْبًا خَارِجَ مَكَّةِ أهون من أن أذنب ذنبا في مكة. To sin 70 times outside Mecca easier than making one sin in Mecca. That's why Mecca, even if you intend, some ulama said, even the intention to do something bad in Mecca is a sin even before you do it. لقوله تعالى ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم فجعل العقوبة معلقة على الإرادة. Punishment just for you to intend. That's why also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet ﷺ's wives, قَالْ يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ مَنْ يَأْتِ مِنْ كُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ يُضَاعَفْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ضِعْفَيْنُ. Why? Because the mother of the believers' status is way higher than others. So a sin from a scholar, from a religious, from a righteous, from someone adulterer who's older and married is not equal in punishment to a young man who's not married. Lie from a king or a president or a powerful person is not equal to a lie from a person who is scared and terrified and young and have no protection. Might have other reasons for him to lie. So the sin can differentiate. The second point I want to mention before we end the khutbah quickly, it's a beautiful concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds erase bad deeds. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow the bad deeds, the good deeds will erase it. Allahu Akbar. But never the opposite. If you do good, you pray now, then you go outside, you commit a sin, that sin will not wipe your good deeds here. But you just did a bad deeds and you came and you prayed, this prayer wiped it up. And when you think about the wiping up, al-ulama rahimahullah said, also think about the size of the sin comparing to the size of the good deeds. That's why al-hajj, you come like free from sin. And I lean towards the opinion that al-hajj will erase even your major sins. والإمام أحمد رحمه الله كان يقول بر الوالدة يكفر الكبائر. He said, taking care of your mother is a good deed that will wipe out the sin which is considered major sins. Not minor, major sins. وقال ابن عباس لا أعلم ذنبا لا يكفره بر الوالدة. ابن عباس said, I don't know of any sin. It will not be wiped away. For someone who's taking good care of his mother and his father as well. And that's why one of the things that is interesting, see Umar radiallahu anhu once, he kind of objected to the Prophet ﷺ in the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. Not objected, he verbally objected to something. The Prophet ﷺ said, write it this way. He said, why we do this? يقول عمر قال فعملت لها أعمالا كالجبال. To erase my sin by just verbally making that objection, I did good deeds like the size of the mountains. Hopefully that this will erase that sin. Another thing that is interesting to think about, which is some of the ulama took that position, is very common among a lot of scholars. They said that when you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bad deeds that you did, Allah, not only He will wipe that out, but He will give you instead of it, rewards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That those who repent to Allah start changing their lifestyle. They start doing good deeds. Allah transferred their bad deeds to good. وَجَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي مُسْلِمِ مُحْمَدُ وَغَيْرِهِ, that the person at the day of judgment will see sins in his record. He said, خلاص, I'm doomed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَغْفِرُهَا لَكْ, I will forgive it. And I will replace it for you with the good deeds. And these sins, the list of the sins, is not everything. And it's not even the biggest ones that Allah shows him. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, the son of Adam will say, Ya Rab, wa hunaka ukhra. He said, Ya Rab, there is other ones too. If I'm going to get reward for each one of them, you know, oh, what about the rest of them? فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم laughed when he mentioned the hadith, like some of you do now. Can you imagine how much opportunity you have? Do you see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to come to Him? Do you see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to survive? He wants you to thrive. just doesn't want you to enter Jannah. He wants you to be in a high place in Jannah. He made it so easy for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'inana wa iyyakum ala dhikrihi wa shukrihi wa husni ibadatihi. Aqulu ma sami'tu wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was salatu was salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. If what I have said is not enough to you, I have one more thing to add, which is also shows you a great deal of mercy and generosity. يعني أمر لا يتصوره العقل من الكرم والرحمة that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says في الحديث القدسي قال إذا هم عبدي بحسنة فاكتبوها له that when you intend to do something good and you don't do it because of a reason, okay, and you really have the intention to do it, you will get the reward for it, even if you don't do it. I was planning to donate, Sheikh Walid, Jazakallah Khair, what you said now, I'm planning to donate on my way out. And I'm coming out, and you know what, my wallet not with me, I don't have any cash on me. But you really had the intention to donate, you will get the reward for it. Just don't forget to pay that asr when you come back. So, but you get the intention for it. I'm going and I got a flat tire. I missed the salah. You get the ajr for it. But subhanAllah, if you intend to do something bad and you don't do it, you will not be held accountable for it. Just as a thought, as an intention of a thought, you know, and you will not be held accountable for it until you speak or you act. But if you desire haram, you will be sinful for the haram, for that desire, because that's a bad desire. But just thoughts, that's something you will forgive. A lot of people don't understand the difference between the two. So going back to the concept we just said, you know, not only that, Allah says something even higher. He said if you intend to do something bad and you don't do it because you fear Allah and you say that's not right, and I'm going to hold my tongue, I'm not going to say this word, I'm not going to curse, I'm not going to say bad words, I'm not going to speak like this to my parents, I'm not going to speak like this to my Muslim brother or to someone. I'm worried that this is not the right thing to say. I just held my tongue, bit my tongue. Allah, not only that He will not count it as a sin because of your intention, He will reward you for leaving it for the sake of Allah. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot to be said. But what I want to end my khutbah today with is a point to keep in mind as you leave the khutbah today. This khutbah is never meant to undermine the dangers of sins. But it meant in every word of it to make you value good deeds. This khutbah is not to encourage you to do, you know, one versus 10, you say, I can't do the sin and do. No. That khutbah is about to make you care so much about good. A shaitan understands this well. That's why if the shaitan has the opportunity to prevent you from doing a good deed and deceive you to make a bad deed, he will definitely work on making you leaving the good deeds. Leaving the salah for him is much, much important goal than just committing a sin by listening or watching or saying something haram. Why? Because a sin, it's a sin. And you repent, it will be, as you heard, replaced or whatever. But missing a good deeds, that missing all these hasanat. So make sure that you, from now on, became, this is the rule that I go by in my life. And I would never let opportunity pass by without taking full advantage of it. You have time, say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah akbar. Have time, pray two rak'ahs. You know, you come early to the masjid, start praying. You can come 5 minutes earlier, come. Don't delay it. You can donate something, don't hold back. You can say nice words, say it. We see people around us die in early age, in sudden death, left and right. You don't know when is your day will come. We're not perfect, but we have a perfect Lord. Very merciful, very generous. I've not left any excuse for us not to enter Jannah. That's why I always say, if you enter hellfire, you're really a loser. After all this, blame no one except yourself. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. يا سلام. بدأ بمن؟ فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we chose to inherit the book. Those we have chosen from our servants. Who are the chosen one? Who are the chosen one? He said, and among them in he who wrongs himself. الظالم لنفسه. ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. إيش الفضل الكبير؟ جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. قال الشنقيطي هذه واو الجماعة يدخلونها أعظم واو في القرآن تكتب بماء الذهب وماء العيون لأنها تعني أن الظالم لنفسه والمقتصد والسابق بالخيرات يدخلون الجنة. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and among them there are those who wrong themselves, and among them and he who is moderate, and among them he who is foremost in good deeds. By permission of Allah, that the inheritance is what is the great bounty. What is the great bounty? Gardens of paradise, which they will enter. That's the best they ever in the Quran. They, referring to the three categories. The one who wronged himself, the one who moderate, and the one who is sabiqun bil khairat, advancing in good deeds. All of them enter in Jannah. Ya Rabbi, ij'alna min ahli al-Jannah. Ya Rabbi, grant us paradise. Ya Rabbi, forgive our sins and help us to do good. And let us stay on goodness and compete in goodness until we meet you while you are pleased with us. O Allah, forgive us all the shortcoming. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us all our sins. And reward us with nothing less than paradise without being punished before that. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive our parents. Ya Allah, I ask you by your names and attributes to bless this community and to shower it with your mercy, to shower it with your blessings and to make them happy in this life and the hereafter. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم انزل رحمتك وبركتك على هذا المسجد واهله واجمعهم على الخير ويسر لهم الخير يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم احفظنا في بلادنا, اللهم احفظنا في اموالنا وفي اهلينا. اللهم اغفر لموتانا, اللهم اغفر لموتانا وموت المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واهدي ضالنا يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه في الدنيا والاخره والمعافاه في الدين والدنيا والمال والأهل والولد, وتوفنا وأنت راض عنا. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين واجمعهم على الخير ووفق لهم من يعينهم عليه. اللهم ولي علينا خيارنا ولي على المسلمين خيارهم. اللهم أصلح من وليته أمرهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغني فقراءنا وأن ترحم ضعفنا وأن تغفر زللنا وأن تجبر كسرنا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وصلي اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه, وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.